fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 31st day of January, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. This is going to be kind of a targeted audience for you NRA, National Rifle Association voting members. You received your ballots in the mail along with your magazine. I want to encourage all of you to vote no on the bylaw changes. Please vote no on the bylaw changes. I was just reading an article authored by Jeff Knox, the son of Neil Knox, who Neil Knox, of course, helped stage the revolution, I guess you could call it, 1977, where they changed the bylaws to allow the members to have more direct control over the NRA. And we need to continue that. You know, we need to have all our members that would please consider voting no on the bylaw changes for the NRA election that's taking place right now. We have open lines this first hour. We'll take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Second hour, I hope we will have Leon Green with us. I believe he's back from his vacation. We'll find out. In the meantime, I was reading how the acting attorney general was concerned over a conversation between Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump. They were discussing how to make sure that their ban on immigrants was legal. So the attorney general came to a conclusion that since they were determined to make sure that the ban was legal, that it was illegal. How convoluted is that? Well, she's fired. She's gone. Good riddance. That's all I can say. Good riddance. And Donald Trump continues to amaze and shock and surprise and delight myself and millions of Americans here, us deplorables, us barefoot peasants here in flyover country who voted the man into office. Thank goodness. That's what I say. Thank goodness. More than 1 million people have signed petitions in merry old England in an attempt to keep Donald Trump from visiting England. That's not going to fly. That's not going to fly at all. In Austria, the Austrian parliament is being encouraged to ban women wearing veils on their faces. burqas, hijabs, they've already got a substantial portion of their population. There's only less than 9 million people in Austria. 600,000 of them are Muslims. Now, that's a massive percentage of their population. Huge. Huge. And God bless the Austrians. I mean, what are you doing to yourselves over there, you Europeans? What in the world are you doing to yourselves? I was ragging on the Swedes last week, the descendants of the Vikings. A lot of Viking ancestry in much of Europe due to the numerous invasions of the Vikings. Proud people, Europeans, bright, well-educated, cultured, allowing your countries to be taken over by primitive barbarians who don't even use soap or toilet paper, who murder their teenage daughters for dating the wrong boy, who have sex with their deceased wives. You're allowing your country to be taken over by these primitive, barbaric people? Where the governments, Saudi Arabia, of course, is the headquarters of much of the Islamic world. That's where Mecca is. Where the government sanctions cutting people's heads off? Right. What are you doing to yourselves, Europeans? Let's see. I got an international clock here. Let's see what time it is. In Central Europe, it looks like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, if you're in Germany, or Switzerland, or France, or Austria, you want to give us a call. Our call number here is 800-313-9443. Well, you got no one to blame but yourselves, Europeans. Nobody forced you to accept these barbaric, primitive people that think killing other Muslims, by the way, is just dandy if they're the wrong kind of Muslim. And, of course, their leader, the Prophet Muhammad, who was, in fact, a murderer, a pedophile, a bigamist, he certainly authorized the murder of people that were not Muslims or anybody that wanted to leave the Islamic religion. What have you done to yourselves? It's a good question. Well, moving on from there, I'm looking at taking some training myself this coming spring, precision marksmanship training. I'm a better shot than most people, but I think I could get some improvement from professional instruction. So I'll be looking at attending a school where they teach advanced marksmanship, what's called precision rifle marksmanship these days. I'm looking forward to it. It'd be a challenge. I've got all the equipment, the rifles, the optics, the ammunition, spotting scopes, range finders, anemometers. Is that how you say it? And give you the wind speed and direction. I got all the stuff, and I mostly know how to use it, but having professional instruction would certainly benefit me, so I'm going to sign up and spend the money and take the time to get the professional instruction. The reason I'm saying this is, well, I think the training and instruction should never end. It should be an ongoing lifetime experience for all of us. My local preparedness group, we have a CPR class coming up Saturday the 18th. Saturday the 18th of February. Starts at noon. I'll be talking, many of you longtime listeners, you remember Dr. Caudill. I spoke to him briefly yesterday. I'll be speaking to him again about doing a first aid class. Dr. Caudill has more than 20 years experience in an emergency room. Now, he's the guy I want to teach me first aid. There's nothing this man has not dealt with. Automobile accidents, chainsaw accidents, gunshot wounds, babies being born, you name it, he's seen it. He's been up to his elbows in it, literally. Yeah, he'd be a great guy to teach first aid. Very mild-mannered gentleman, by the way. Great guy. I may be looking at upgrading my ham license this spring also. I've never had much reason or inclination to go any further than what I currently have, the technician's license. It's served me well these past, what is it now, 22, 23 years? Maybe it's time to upgrade. Some of my friends are doing it. I don't want to be left behind. So I'll be looking into that also. What training are you going to be taking this spring? Could be any number of things. First aid, CPR, ham radio training, maybe some marksmanship training. We'll be putting together some classes here in my local preparedness group in the identification and gathering and preparation of wild edibles. The identification, collection, and preparing of herbs. Two different classes. We have a very well-qualified herbologist and a woman who's well-versed in wild edibles also here in our neighborhood. We'll probably have another carbine class, build on what we did last time. Sam Andrews is on vacation right now, but when Sam gets back, we'll have him back on the air with us. Everybody got a lot out of that. It was a lot of fun. Sam's a great instructor. And we haven't done, and I'm not sure we will do anything with pistols as a group. Pistols are about the most useless thing there is when it comes to preparedness. They really are. And I'm speaking as a man who's owned and used pistols for more than half a century. And I own more pistols than most of you out there. I don't even know how many pistols I own. It's more than 10. But they are about the most useless thing when it comes to preparedness and long-term survival. There's a place for them. There's a place for them. But they are, most soldiers when they go into the field don't carry pistols, American soldiers anyway. They simply don't, depending on the mission. Special forces will carry pistols if it's mission-specific and they think it's something they may need. I carried my 1911 in Vietnam a lot, but when I was in combat, my M14 was my go-to piece. Occasionally M1 carbine, occasionally the Thompson submachine gun. But when it came to any kind of serious combat, the M14 was my go-to piece. I knew it could do the job. And no ifs, ands, or buts. 1911, I would be doing courier duty. It was reassuring to know that when I was carrying enough cash to buy a brand new Jaguar sports car, full sticker price, it's a lot of cash. That I had that 1911 on my right hip, Thompson submachine gun on my right hand, and an attaché case full of not only the cash, but classified documents from the CIA, military intelligence, so forth, NSA. I always envied the NSA guys. I'd go out to Cantor Airfield to pick up documents from these guys. They'd have a van there, open up the door. It was like, well, not like. It was very similar to opening the door of a refrigerator. The cold air would come blasting out. They'd be in there in their stocking feet running all their equipment. And I'd be there standing in the sunshine. We're 110, 115 degrees. Yeah, what a job. Somebody had to do it, right? But training this spring of 2017, I want to urge you to look into it. What do you need? And we need to be able to separate needs from wants. You may want to take advanced precision rifle training, which is a good thing on one hand. On the other, you may need first aid and CPR more than the rifle training. So set your priorities and make the priorities realistic in terms of who you are, what training you've got already, what training you need for the future. Of course, one does not preclude the other. A person could easily sign up and take the first aid course and take precision marksmanship classes. Now, generally, you're going to have some skills going into precision marksmanship. It's not entry level. If you go in there as a beginner, well, if they probably shouldn't take your money. a good school won't if you're just a beginner. They're going to want you to take some preliminary classes first so you can really benefit from the training. And if you go into a precision marksmanship class without the necessary experience, you're basically wasting your time and money and the instructor's time as well. I've mentioned the Appleseed Project a number of times. It's great for beginners and people, men and women, who have moderate marksmanship skills. Well, a lot of you guys and some of you women will find out is you've got some bad habits that need to be unlearned. I see this with my pistol students all the time, especially the older gentlemen who've been shooting for 40-plus years using bad habits. A common thing with the older men and some of the women is using both trigger fingers on the trigger at the same time, their right trigger finger and their left trigger finger on the trigger at the same time. Is it a safety issue? Not really. It will degrade your marksmanship. It can't help but degrade your marksmanship. Of course it will. And it drives your instructor crazy who's having to stand there and watch it. But here's what I believe happens. The gentleman who's now in his 60s and 70s, when he was 5 or 6 years old, his grandpa or his father was starting to teach him to shoot, and he didn't have the finger strength to pull the trigger. So he started as a 5 or 6 year old using two trigger fingers. And guess what? Here it is 50 years later, 60 years later, he's still doing it. It's more common than you might think. I would say one man out of 15, something like that. One out of 20, one out of 15. Fairly common. Now, I've also had older students with arthritis issues who have no choice but to use two fingers because the arthritis has got them to the point where they literally don't have the finger strength to squeeze a trigger on a pistol. It's a sad but true fact of life that people get that to that point. We have a caller here on hold. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Guten Morgen, Herr Moore. Hier ist Glenn. Willst du ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen dieses heute Morgen? Yeah? I thought maybe you wanted to hear some German.
No, from Germany, not in German, from Germany.
Oh, so my Erhard Dreyecker doesn't help. Okay, never mind. I could do Achtung lieber Augustin, too. Anyway, you know, I heard you, you know, asking the Germans, you know, about what they're thinking, you know. And the thought that popped into my head was, I'll tell you, they're pretty far gone. We have a chance, maybe right now, if we stem the tide of this and say no, you know, to this stuff over here, you know. But what I find disturbing is, just as you were posing the question to Europeans, you know, what are you thinking? You know, don't you want to do something about stopping this? When are you going to stand up? These same questions are applicable here in the U.S. I'm staggered on a day-to-day basis when I speak with people about how willfully ignorant they are. They don't want to think. They don't want to address the problem. They don't want to know the facts. Most Americans, I call it a lifestyle value system. They only care about things that affect or immediately threaten 2 inches in front of their nose, their lifestyle. If they think they can get away with ignoring all that's going on and still maintain their own lifestyle, it doesn't matter what happens to their neighbor.
Glenn, they don't care. Let me help you out here, Glenn. Let me help you out. First of all, almost very few Americans between age 20 and 50 read for pleasure because they weren't taught phonics, so they can't read, which means they have no choice except to get their information from electronic means, news broadcasts. So they cannot seek out and absorb any complex matter that's in a written form. They can't do that. Glenn, hold on through the break, please.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the home page, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peter stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. Tuesday, the 31st of January. Glenn, the point I was attempting to make is you're concerned and upset about expectations about people who do not have the intellectual capacity to do the things that you think they should be doing. It's simply not there, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. Jefferson would be appalled. You know, our constitutional republic's dependent upon an educated, principled people, you know, being the constituents.
You know, Glenn, almost no Harvard PhDs could pass the entrance examination to be an 18-year-old freshman in Harvard 200 years ago. Almost none of them.
Right.
You know that.
I know.
You know that.
Oh, yeah. There was, I forget his name. There was Dr. Prester Kennedy. Did on air one time, and he started reading off, you know, questions from this high school test from like the 1800s or something, and it was amazing. You know, people look back and they think that just because people used horses and buggies or something, they were stupid. Hardly. And it's like, man, these people solved problems and processed and knew all sorts of things. It was amazing. I know so anyway, oh, it's crazy. I visited Germany in 1976 as a 15-year-old, and I was in awe of like the modernity and the order and the beauty and the cleanliness and technological advancement of the culture. I don't dare go back there today lest they break out in tears. But, you know, I would ride, get on a public bus. It was a beautiful, get on a beautiful Mercedes-Benz public bus with not a dot of graffiti or vandalism on it. You know, the beautiful commuter trains. I'd go up on a commuter train platform and buy my ticket from a vending machine that clearly explained, you know, with a map, I could see how to do it. I could buy my ticket from a vending machine. I'd put a handful of coins into a payphone. It would tick all coins off as my call progressed, and when I hung up, it returned the rest of my coins to me. You know, people were, very bright. They were bilingual. I could hardly learn to speak German because they all spoke English so well. You know, right. But now now Europe. I mean, I see these pictures of the streets of Paris or the European cities, and it seems like the Northern Germanic countries, Sweden, Switzerland, are especially insane when it comes to failing to deal with this Muslim Trojan horse influx. It's amazing, and I hope that the U.S. finally wises up. Right now, these women, the notion of these women, militant women, standing up for Islam is so ludicrously self-contradictory and hypocritical, and they have no idea what they're doing to themselves.
I hope the Trump era,
you know, ends up giving us a clarion call to sanity, so we can put the walls up. Not just the wall, but that we, you know, guard ourselves philosophically and stop this immigration coming in on airplanes. Fly over walls, so we got to make sure people aren't coming in on airplanes either. You know, from China.
Absolutely.
Or anywhere else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, well, okay. I guess I vented a bit, John. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you for the call. Call number is 800-313-9443. What training are you going to be taking this spring? Let us know. What are you going to sign up for in your area? Is it going to be first aid? Maybe you're going to go a little bit farther and take EMT training. Now, here in the States, becoming an emergency medical technician is one semester at the local junior college. Not a big deal. Although getting a space in the class might be, because there's so much competition. Becoming a paramedic is 3 additional semesters at the local junior college. Once again, not a big deal, but there's, as I said a moment ago, a lot of competition for those spaces because almost everybody signing up, they want to have a career and a paycheck for engaging in that profession of being a paramedic. CPR, well, they keep changing it. If you haven't had it in a year, it's different. You can count on it. Suturing, now that's going to be a little more difficult. We had a nurse practitioner. Basically, she does everything a medical doctor does for the most part, teach our suturing class last year. And she may agree to do it again this year. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse. For less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 31st of January. We continue to expand my section of my website on survival and tactical gear. It's a lot of fun working with Tim Spencer to find these new and interesting things. You'll find things that you don't know even exist under at my website, thelibertyman.com, under survival and tactical gear. And of course, as always, you'll find the energy cleaner for sale, a marvelous healing device. If you or someone you know has arthritis pain or back pain, the energy cleaner will probably help. If you or somebody you know has back pain, not getting a great night's sleep, the energy cleaner will probably help. Small chance it won't, 3%, 5%, 4%, something like that. If it doesn't, box it up, ship it back, I refund your money. No questions asked. Something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do, But I do it because I know there's a very slim chance that it won't work for you. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. I got a good inventory in stock right now. More on the way. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. The Yes Energy Cleaners, only $285, shipping included. Mattress pads, their prices vary by the size. Twin, full, queen, king, California king. And, of course, the handy travel size, the 12 by 24 inch. You can order right there at my website, thelibertyman.com, or you can call my toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Got some news I found out yesterday that's a bit unusual. Now, little girls can, if they claim to be boys, little girls who are sexual deviants and confused and delusional can now join the Boy Scouts of America. How about that? I guess it won't be too long from now that little boys who are confused, delusional, and sexual deviants will be able to join the Girl Scouts. Total confusion. We have a caller on hold here, Rick in Missouri. Rick, were you aware that little girls could now join the Boy Scouts?
I just saw that this morning, and I ordered myself some stockings in celebration off Amazon Prime. They should be here tomorrow. They're pink. I'm looking up. Yesterday, I was getting my white butt chemtrailed off, and I was thinking about the Donald. And now I see again this morning, I'm still getting chemtrailed. And I know he's only been in office about, a week and a half, but I'm wondering if anybody, is ever going to think about, air quality. There is a new web bot. It's actually an interview with Cliff High done by some guy named Jason. It's a fascinating interview. He talks a great deal about Antarctica and this UFO that is about 5/8 exposed, sticking out of the ice on the side of a mountain. And he said he put a ruler on it. He looked at it through Google Earth. He put a ruler on it, and doing his rough calculations, it looks like this thing is about 100 yards across, and which means it's a big old ship. And with the ice core samples that they came up with fairly recently, it turns out that ice is around 70,000 years old. So, they reckon that ship has been in there about that long. Or something like that. So you might want to just check it out. It's a big interview. It's a pre-January WebBot report. It's an interim interview. And he's being, I think, very generous with his information and his time. I also wanted to mention intellect and prepping. In my family, it's a big family. We've got maybe 150 people. And that's just kind of like immediate. We've got guys in the family, union families and all kinds of things. These folks usually vote Democratic, but they just didn't want to do that. And they just couldn't. But they, in all good conscience, couldn't vote for Donald Trump because somehow that's just against their, I don't know. So if you can't have chocolate and you can't have vanilla, what can you do? Well, strawberry is always a choice. So these guys voted for Bernie, Jill Stein. And I said, first he was a Bernie supporter, then he was a Jill Stein supporter. And I said, this isn't like going to the deli. I said, you wanted 85-90% tax. And he goes, I don't even know what you're talking about, Rick. And I said, honestly, they shouldn't even allow you to vote. You're not even responsible enough to earn the right to vote. And then we've got this other gal. Now, this gal's an atheist, vegan, homosexual, and she's pro-Muslim. And I said, do you have any idea what the Muslims would do to you if they could get their hands on you? Being a female, being gay, I said, your future is in grave question. Once again, intellect. you just, these people won't just do the slightest amount of homework. And then I noticed yesterday there's these stories surfacing everywhere on the internet about more than 50% of Silicon Valley executives being very, very prepared. I mean, like, what we wish we were. And, you know, different answers from different people. But in the overall scheme of things, the answer was about the same, and then that was kind of like they're expecting something terrible and or better to have and not need than to need and not have. So there is, I think, a connection between prepping and intellect, and I think, you know, you and Glenn are on to something here with respect to just being able to cast an eye across the architecture or the landscape and come up with some sort of a plan for you and your family. You know, that's, I think that does show intellect. I just do, and I'm not trying to flatter myself. I just think that a responsible human being gathers the numbers, and that's basically what you come up with.
I agree, Rick.
Yeah.
Well, we got a long road ahead of us here, and just because the Donald got elected doesn't mean we can back off from our preps, does it?
No. As a matter of fact, I could even allege that there's an argument that we should ramp it up a bit just because the Donald got elected, but, you know, that would be an hour discussion right there.
Well, the people that oppose us, the New World Order crowd, they're in panic mode, and they'll do whatever it takes to achieve their goals. And if it means destroying this country by any means necessary, they'll do it. They will certainly do it.
Yeah, sure. I've heard the term "kicking the chessboard." You know, when you're losing, you know, the question is, will they, you know, kick the table just because they've been checkmated? And I guess, you know, we're all kind of holding our breath, wondering the same thing. So, yeah, I mean, if anybody's thinking about taking a prepping vacation, you might want to give it some thought.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Anything else, Rick?
All right. No, sir. Fun show. Thank you.
Okay, appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Yeah, well, the people that oppose us, the globalists, the New World Order, Council of 300, Committee of 300, there's different names for this bunch. They have no regard for human life other than their own, maybe their immediate family. None. They simply don't. If you're not familiar with the Georgia Guidestones and you do your homework, they have a goal. They do have a goal. And it includes wiping out most of the human beings on this planet. That's one of their many goals. There is a spiritual part to this. They worship the earth. They worship Gaia, G-I-I-A. They worship Gaia. And they look at us human beings as a virus on the planet that's harming what they worship, which is planet Earth. So what do you do with a virus? Well, you kill it off. And that's what they fully intend to do. We're just useless eaters, a virus on the planet that needs to be done away with. So they'll use whatever means necessary to do that. And Donald Trump is doing his best to slow it down, if not stop it. Muslims, well, the only role they play is to be useful pawns, useful idiots, so to speak, to help with the worldwide agenda. And once they're finished with the Muslims, they'll be terminated as well. Need to wake up. Do your homework. I know something that woke me up, a friend of mine I served with, military intelligence, another Vietnam vet I served with in Vietnam. He says, John, there's this book you got to read. At the time, it'd only been out a year or two. It did change my life. The title of the book is The Unseen Hand by Ralph Epperson, Epperson, Ralph Epperson. The Unseen Hand. You might be able to get a copy at the local library. You can probably get a copy off Amazon for $3 or $4. I don't know. I haven't looked recently. Epperson is a credentialed historian, and the book documents mostly American history from the colonial times until the time the book was published, which was in the late 1980s. The Unseen Hand. I think the subtitle is a conspiratorial view of history, something like that. I don't have it in front of me. Ralph, being a good historian that he is, he included many footnotes in the book, going back to original source documentation, which is the way this kind of book should be written. And I was reading a book. I would get home from doing investigative work, whatever it might be, and I'd sit down and I'd read a chapter or two, and my wife could see the smoke come out of my ears, and she'd say, "Time to put the book down. Let's have dinner." And repeat it the next evening and the evening after. As I was getting closer and closer to my war, the Vietnam War, I was getting angrier and angrier as I learned the truth about what really has happened in this country the past 200 years. Chances are the same thing would happen with you. We got a caller on hold here. We got Ron in Texas. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Really good. What's on your mind?
I got a question for you, John, and I'm kind of off key. I mean, I haven't really been listening to what all you're talking about, but I got something I've just been on my mind. Every night out in the southwest of our, out in the southwest, about 7:15, a really bright star comes up every night, and nobody's talking about it, that big planet. Why are they not talking about it? Venus comes by, and they make a big deal on the news. Oh, tonight, if you go out there tonight, you'll see Venus. Or if you go out tonight, you'll see Mars. But no one's talking about that planet coming towards us. Have you noticed that?
I have not noticed it, no. But maybe it'll be a good question for Professor McCanny tomorrow.
Okay. He'll be with you tomorrow?
Tomorrow's the first Wednesday. He'll be on the second hour, right? Every first Wednesday he's on with Joyce Rowley, the first hour. But he should be with us at 9 o'clock tomorrow, right?
All right, buddy. I'll call back. I really appreciate it. Thank you,
Ron. We appreciate it. Yeah, there's a lot of attention. There's tens of millions of people who are paying more careful attention to the night sky and even the day sky than I've ever known. And, these various forums are connected to Planet X, Nibiru, Wormwood, are just filled with people walking out in their yard and taking photographs all over the planet. Hundreds of photographs, many, many hundreds of photographs. But Professor McCanny is the credentialed astrophysicist, and I'm sure that he would have some worthwhile comments on that, whatever it is, in the southwest sky every evening. Education. You need to educate yourself. I mentioned the book, The Unseen Hand, by Ralph Epperson. It's a great book. Very well done. I speak very highly of it. Another book, it's a free download at my website. It's not the kind of book you sit down and read. Most people wouldn't anyway. It's a reference book. Matrix 3. Matrix 3. It's a free download at my website. 1,010 pages. If you want to know what's being done to us, how it's being done in terms of our manipulation of human consciousness by changing our food, by electronic means, by other means, you need the book. You really do. 1,010 pages, Matrix 3. It's an education also, and I keep it handy. If you want to buy a copy of it, there are copies for sale on Amazon. I haven't looked recently to see what they are, but I've seen them as high as $300 for a used copy. And it's something that you need to have, quite frankly. Let's see. Here's the click on it here. Get the whole title for you. With the subtitle, 1,010 pages. It's a monster book. The reason it's so big is because instead of having footnotes to original source material, which cause you have to run to the library, they have copies of original source documentation. So that's why it takes up so much space and has so many pages. Well, my computer, of course, is being a little bit slow here to have the PDF for 1,010 pages come up, but that's kind of expected. It'll be here momentarily. What I do with these big books, or most any books, I get some reams of three-hole punch paper, three-ring binder, and I print them out and put them in a three-ring binder. Most people, myself included, don't like looking at a glowing screen for hours and hours and hours on end. It's simply not a fun thing to do, reading a book in that manner. Matrix 3 by Vladimir Valerian. What a name, Vladimir Valerian. He's part of a think tank operation, which I think is still in business. I would like to see the book come back in print. Matrix 3, the psychosocial, chemical, biological, and electromagnetic manipulation of human consciousness, Volume 2. Here's our break. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday the 31st. Looks like we got Glenn back for another comment. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hello, John. Very quickly. Last week when Donald Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, he may have saved the jobs of tens of thousands of American nurses who were utterly unaware that their jobs were under threat at all. And I've been trying to explain the Trans-Pacific Partnership and how it works, the devastation that it's wrought for the personnel of the information technology workers at Disney Corporation or the production workers at Abbott Pharmaceutical. When they bring people in from other countries and are allowed to pay them at the rates at which they would be paid in their home countries, this is devastatingly cheap labor. And the H-1B visas are for, you have H-1B and H-2B visas, H-1B visas for skilled workers. If they bring them in and they flood them with foreign nurses, there'll be a lot of unemployed nurses here in the U.S., and they'll still be understaffing in all the bad conditions. If you think the bad conditions are bad now, wait till they bring in a bunch of people whose English skills are a little bit off. Now, here in the U.S., credentialing and licensing of nurses is done at the state level, so all they have to do is get the states to acquiesce to allow this, and they could have flooded the markets with all sorts of skilled labor on these visas. And in Europe, they still have the TTIP, which is Transatlantic Trade Investment Partnership. There are protests in the streets of people protesting the TTIP, which is still in force and screwing things up over there. So in addition to all this Muslim immigration stuff, they have the TTIP, which is allowing them to bring foreign workers into these European countries, and they're having protests. Donald Trump saved us that by nixing the TTIP to Trans-Pacific Partnership, so that we won't be seeing nurses being flooded in from India and London and all kinds of places. Well, that would have been different London, but we're not going to see that, and that's very merciful. Now, Obama, knowing that TPP was dead, tried to get past this through with some sort of executive orders, which I'm sure will also be nixed if they haven't been already. So again, people are utterly unaware of these threats to their well-being and prosperity and their jobs.
Well, we appreciate the heads up, and thank you, Glenn, for the call.
Yeah, I've tried to make them aware, and they don't want to. And even no. I explain this stuff to people in very small words and stuff. Management, they are utterly clueless and willfully ignorant. There's your key. Willful ignorance is just amazingly powerful.
You have to hand them documentation, not just tell them. We don't have time for any more calls this hour. We'll be back with Leon Green the second hour. We'll be talking about health-related matters and other things, some fun, some not so fun. But it's always a treat to have Leon Green with us. And, tomorrow we hope to have Professor McKinney on hour two, possibly Wes Peters the first hour. Thursday, Tim Spencer. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.